Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? Redskins Talk the Podcast is back. JP Finley is joined by Rich Tandler. Rich, what's up, man?
Hey, doing great.
There is a lot to talk about. The Redskins, after a pretty long wait on the defensive side of the ball and a decent wait on the offensive side of the ball, have made their hires of their new coordinators. Rich Tandler, scale of 1 to 10, was Greg Minuski a good hire as defensive coordinator?
I would say it depends on how you look at it. I think of who they had actually available to them, which is, I don't think Gus Bradley was really available to them. Wade Phillips wasn't available to them. Paul Gunther wasn't available to them. I think if you look at that, he's a 7 or 8. If you stack him up against those guys, you know, he's probably at a 5 or a 6.
All right, but when you say wasn't available to them, what does that mean?
Well, either...
The only guy that wasn't available to them was Paul Gunther.
Right, okay. Or just not available to them, meaning they declined the job.
Okay, but to me, that's a different thing than available. But, so you're saying... If you take off the better candidates, if you take them off the board, that the Minuski hire was pretty good?
Yes.
But that's kind of saying that it's not that good of a hire, right?
Well, what could they do? I mean, are they going to bring Wade Phillips in at gunpoint? I mean, you know, what? From their decision-making process, you know, what they did was they took the best guy available. You know, it's almost like the draft, you know, okay, if you pick number 10 and you make a pretty good pick, but he's not as good as the players taking two or three spots in front of you who weren't available, who are employed elsewhere. You know, so that's how I'm looking at it when I say it's a 7 or 8.
All right. I guess my beef is with saying they're not available. They were available. They're just choosing to go elsewhere, which I think might be a more damning indictment than who they hired. You know, if guys just, because you got to figure, it's not that they wouldn't pay. I mean, the Redskins organization is known to pay pretty well. It's just a lack of talent.
Lack of talent and lack of you know, well, no place that needs a defensive coordinator has great talent, with a possible exception of the Rams, who I think underachieved under Greg Williams last year. You know, they all need help. The Chargers have Joey Bosa and not much else, but they have Anthony Lynn with a new 5-year contract, so they got to figure he's going to be at least around for 2, maybe 3 years, whereas Gruden could be gone in a year.
How big of a factor do you think that was?
I think it's bigger than the talent. I mean, I think Scott McLuhan has a reputation of a guy who could get some talent. And I think, you know, from that perspective, if you could make this into even a respectable defense, like a Gus Bradley coming in, if he had 2 years, you know, it took him really 3 years in Seattle to turn that from a you know, from maybe a little better than the Redskins were now when he takes over, but not much, to, you know, one of the best defenses in the league. You know, took him all, you know, years 3 and 4 there was when it really thrived. And I'm thinking, you know, he might be looking at this, Wade Phillips might have been looking at this and saying, well, I might not even get year 2, much less year 3 or 4, to get this defense turned around.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I don't know if we argued about it or what, but I was saying in November, certainly, that I thought it would make sense for the Skins to extend Jay so that exactly these types of situations wouldn't pop up, where coaches and agents are smart enough to look at that and be like, hey, why do you want to go there when you might not have a real chance at anything? Could be a year and you're toast, you know?
Right, but if I'm Jay Gruden, you know, I'm looking at it, and I don't know, this is a bit of a hot take on my part, if you want to put it that way. But if I'm Jay Gruden, I'm not quite so sure I'm jumping to sign an extension.
Whoa. You
know, kind of like Kirk Cousins bet on himself. I think Jay Gruden could well bet on himself that he can do better. You know, right now with, you know, his record, you know, in the last 2 years of playoff and just missing the playoffs, you know, okay, he's worth X amount. If he goes, can go next year and or the year after that, if he stays around, you know, if he can get this team to the NFC Championship game, you know, get it places where it hasn't been recently, I think then he's worth a lot more money and he's more in demand. And whether it's here or whether it's elsewhere, he can be in more demand, more control, have more, you know, make more. Have more choices, basically.
Yeah, you know, I've said for a while that I think it won't be remembered considering all of his accomplishments, but Joe Gibbs going to the playoffs twice in 4 years in kind of the post 2000 Redskins in the time since they've been good, is at least now through 17 years probably the most. The achievement that stands out most, and Jay Gruden was close to that, and to be close to going back to back. So I hear what you're saying a little bit, but I'd be hard pressed to think a sitting head coach would turn down an extension if offered, unless it's a low ball. I mean, Jay's making $5 a year, isn't he? They're not going to go backwards on that.
So are you going to stay? You're going to, okay, we'll give you I had 2 years on at $5 a year. You can take that?
Yo, that's $10 million bucks.
So, but I think I can make it 15.
I don't know. I disagree with
it's
you.
It's just like Kirk. You know, it's just like Kirk.
It is not just like Kirk.
Willing to gamble on himself.
It is not just like Kirk because the payoff is exponentially higher for Kirk. For Kirk, you're talking about $20 million versus $120 million. For Jay, you're talking about 10 versus 15. It's not worth playing with. It's not worth. Like, the bird in hand versus the one in the bush is entirely different. I mean,
those decisions get to make. That's okay. Well, I think we can move off of this because, again, this isn't going on anything I know from the inside. But it would not surprise me to learn that Jay Gruden would not jump at an extension.
Wow. All right. Anyway, I disagree. We'll file that one away. And I don't necessarily mean jump at, but you take. All right. Matt Kavanaugh, scale of 1 to 10. How good of a hire?
8, 9. Considering what they, again.
A 9?
All things have to be viewed in the circumstances that they happen. You know, the Redskins' goal was not too much change. Probably going to have Jay Gruden calling the plays, so it's logical to take somebody in-house, move them up. I think it would have been a little gutsier. I might have gotten a little more credit if they'd moved up Wes Phillips. I don't think he's quite ready for it. Bill Callahan wasn't interested in moving up. So I think Kavanaugh was the really just the logical choice.
I agree with you that Kavanaugh was the logical choice. I don't think you can go to a 9 out of 10 for this hire. I mean, I think you want to continue the offense. The offense has been growing and moving the ball really well. But I don't know. I mean, I'll give you the 8. And the Minuski hire, you and I don't think you can separate the what they could have gotten from what they got. It's still what they got. I think the Minuski hire is a 5-6 range, and he can prove that to be the right decision. But the Kavanaugh hire, nobody's really should complain about. I don't think they expected to lose McVay this year, and I think they valued the continuity on the offensive side of the ball, and that makes sense. The Minuski hire is a. Do you want continuity from a defense?
Hold on. Do you really think, we have a little different structure where we work, but, you know, in a traditional work environment, if your boss got fired and you got your butt for not getting the job done and you got moved into that job, are you going to do things just like the old boss did?
I hear that, but
you hear it. It's key. It's the whole premise of the hire almost.
No,
he's going to do things different. He saw what didn't work and he's going to do things different. He's going to think his way. He's got his way. He was defense coordinator for 9 years.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't expect wholesale changes defensively. Do you?
What do you mean wholesale?
Do you expect that unit to look dramatically different? They're not going to switch the base scheme. I mean, I think they're going to Minuski because they think they have somebody with more experience running defenses, and from what Jay and players have said, that he might be better at motivating players on game day. To me, that's not, I mean, unless that's really kind of a shot at Joe Barry for not motivating guys, it doesn't seem like, I don't expect schematic differences. Maybe there's some, you know, the
okay. Well, that's fine, but the biggest difference is going to have to come between having two new linemen, a new inside linebacker, and I guess if Cravens is going back safety, one new safety, and better depth all over the place.
I totally agree with that. That's the only
not
way this
Wade
defense...
Not Phillips, not Greg Minuski, not Gus Bradley, but getting better players is going to make the main difference.
I totally agree with that, and I would say better players could have made a bigger difference for Joe B, too. I mean, the talent is the issue on this defensive side of the ball.
Right.
I just don't see how Minuski, who really seemed like the backup option, can be rated at a 7 or an 8. I just, to me, that doesn't add up. He can prove that was the right decision, but going in, I think there's some skepticism.
I think a 7 or 8 leaves plenty of room for skepticism. You know, that's not saying he's gonna go in there and he's gonna be a slam dunk. And again, I'm looking at who was, you know, we're just looking at who was gonna go around circles on who was available, who wasn't available.
I mean, they interviewed guys. All right, so the rest of the staff. I mean, Jim, I can't even, Tom Sula, what's his first name? Jim? Mike?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jim Tom Sula. What is your, how excited are you for the Jim Tom Sula era?
Well, you know, I think it's a good, you know, as far as available defensive line coaches, I don't think he can go wrong. I mean, the guy survived through three, came in under Mike Nolan, of course, with Minuski there. Nolan was fired. Singletary was brought in. He kept Tom Sula. Singletary was fired. Jim Harbaugh was hired. He kept Tom Sula. And then, of course, when they fired Jim Harbaugh, they hired Jim Tom Sula to the head job, which, you know, is not, which he did not do well in. Although he did do much better than his successor, Chip Kelly. He went 5-11. Chip Kelly went 2-14. But he's good. He's fiery. He's a very good defensive line coach who had no business being a head coach.
Man, as far as the D-line coach, unless there's better players there, I don't think that's going to make much of a difference. If Ziggy Hood is still playing, you know, your third most snaps on the D-line, you're probably going to have trouble either way.
Right, exactly. He's not going to make chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what.
If Minuski was the guy, why did it take so long?
Because they wanted to talk to other people. I mean, like I said, I think they would have preferred Gus Bradley. I think they would have preferred Wes Phillips, but they, you know, I mean, it's no coincidence that within a few days after Bradley finally settled on going to the Chargers, that Minuski got the job. But why not talk to people? Why not, you know, in a quote on Redskins Nation, you know, Jay Gruden said, hey, he learned a lot talking to these various defensive coordinator candidates. And you can get, you know, you can get an idea here and there. I mean, what, if it's going to be a Nusky, well, let me put it this way. What was the hurry? Besides antsy fans on Twitter asking every single day, multiple times a day, when are they going to hire a defensive coordinator?
I don't know. I feel like, I think there's more to it than antsy fans. I mean, to me, it's just clear that he wasn't the first choice.
We know that. That is public common knowledge. I mean, I'm sure he knows it. You know, they knows it, and you know, he's going to want to prove everybody wrong. Not that he should need any more motivation than being given the responsibility and the title and the paycheck to go with it. But, you know, if that's going to push somebody to prove it, I mean, you know, he's a guy who made 1988, made the Redskins, you know, made the Super Bowl champion Redskins as an undrafted free agent out of Colgate. Guy, you know, he's a worker. I mean, he's, you know, he's
dedicated. I mean, he had a, he's committed. What do you have, a 7-8 year career? Stuff. He played in the pros for a while coming out of Colgate.
11 years.
Yeah.
He survived. Three with the Redskins, and then 12 years. 9 with the Chiefs and with somebody else. I can't remember the last
team. I think he came up with the
Marty
Vikings.
Marty Schottenheimer hired him right off the playing field virtually to be his linebackers coach. So this is actually his third stint in Washington.
How? He was coaching when Marty was here?
Marty hired him as, you know, I got from Kansas State. You knew him from Kansas City.
Right.
And he went from, he didn't go have to go through quality control or assistant anything. He hired him in 2001 as a linebackers coach. And then, gotcha. Of course, he was whacked along with Marty and everybody else here when after 1 year.
Well, he's got a chance now. I mean, we'll see what happens. I think, what do you think it means that Minuski and McLuhan are so close?
I think it's big because they're going to need to communicate on the kind of players that McLuhan needs to get to run the kind of defense that Minuski wants to have. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you go and draft Minuski's specific players. You know, obviously you want, you know, for McLuhan especially, the attitude's important, the work ethic's important, so on and so forth, and I think you want to have guys as flexible as possible. But I think they're going to be able to communicate well on here's what I'd like in a defensive line, and then they talk about it, and they come up with a consensus, a solution. But so I think especially given how many defensive players McLuhan's going to need to bring in, I think that's very important.
Good point. It's a good point. All right. What do we make of the Schefter's report over the weekend? We know Kyle Shanahan is going to San Francisco. That is a fact that not even our incoming White House would probably disagree with.
Right.
So Schefter says the Niners with Kyle are going to go after Kirk Cousins hard, whether that means trade or free agency.
Okay, well, free agency isn't going to happen.
Agreed.
I mean, not full free agency. Now, I guess he's technically, if you use the non-exclusive tag, he's technically a free agent. But obviously with the compensation involved, he's not a veteran free agent.
So the trade then is what matters, and Schefter said the second overall pick could be included.
Could. Underline could. Oh, of course, everything with the 49ers don't have a coach that's working for them yet. I mean, I think their coach has focused very much someplace else for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
And they don't have a general manager. So, I don't know where you could get anything definitive on this. But, you know, given the scarcity of quarterbacks, you know, I think, well, to the Redskins side of this, okay, I don't think it's really complicated at all. If you don't think, you know, after the 2017 season, he's going to be a free agent. I mean, you can't put that $33 million third-year franchise tag on him. You just can't. It's just too much of your cap to go there. So if you don't think you can sign him this offseason, I think you have to seriously consider making a trade.
I agree with you there. What is the cap going to be in 2018?
Well, let's see. They're estimated $168 million this year. So put it just a round number, about $180 million.
And so 34% would be...
Well, 33 million?
Yeah, 33 million.
Well, let's see. It would be 33% of that. So about 20-some-odd percent.
So just as a percentage of the cap, what's the jump? You know what,
it's going up. Okay, it would eat up. Okay, if the cap goes, say the cap goes up $12 million, and that goes up $9 million, so that's eating up most of your increase in the cap.
So I just think we're all like totally discounting another franchise. And though it sounds crazy, I don't think we ever thought we would get to two straight franchises, yet we're at a situation where we all kind of think that's what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't. I mean, could do it is one thing. Is it a smart thing to do is another.
Was going to the franchise last year the smart thing to do?
I there is so much revisionist history on that. You know, I do think at the time, okay, it was the right move. In retrospective, it doesn't look right. But I tell you what, you know, the Redskins and a lot of people, you know, not just close to the Redskins, not just Redskins community, but a lot of people around the league really wondered if Cousins could do it twice in a row. And you know what? He really didn't do it twice in a row.
Oh!
He had a very good season. But the finish to the year was not good. I mean, there's just no sugarcoating that. Two of the last three games, the two home games that they needed to win, they lost, and he was a big part of the reason they lost.
I totally...
I'm not saying that's a reason to let him walk or to do anything. Try to lowball him on that, but he did not do this past year. The numbers were better, yes, but big playing well in important games, was that better? No.
All right, RT. So what do you think they should do with old Kirk Cousins?
I think they ought to try to sign him long term.
At what cost?
That is the preferred option.
At $120 million?
By a mile, as far as I'm concerned. But if you're put in a situation where you don't think that's going to happen, you have to consider alternatives. And, you know, if you're looking at a year from now facing either a $33 million, actually, I think it's more like 34. I could be wrong. I saw someplace it was 34. But whatever it is, you know, either paying him that for one season or letting him walk with zero compensation, I think you have to look at a trade.
That number two pick, if that becomes a real offer, and you're talking about a guy like Jonathan Allen or Myles Garrett or who knows, I mean, or if you're getting rid of Kirk and you could get Trubisky or Deshaun Watson or there's a quarterback you like, I mean, that's that is a serious thing to consider.
Yes.
Yes.
You would have to. Again, it would be dumb. It would be dumb not to.
And I'll add in the dumb not to, it, just like it's dumb not for the team to consider what Colt McCoy can give them.
Okay, that's where we'll disagree.
And you get all mad whenever I bring up Colt McCoy.
Well, I'm not mad. I just think, you know, you look at his career, and if you're saying he's your quarterback for 16 games, I think you're going 6-10.
Here's what I can tell you.
At best.
Here's what I can tell you. Some of the folks in Ashburn really, really like Colt McCoy. Some folks love Colt McCoy and think he could do a lot.
Okay, well, he hasn't done it in a, what, six, seven-year career?
But, I mean, there's some revisionist history with Kirk. I mean, he had chances over the course of three different years, was never able to do it. Colt dealt with serious injuries when he was given opportunities. But Colt in this system, healthy, I don't know, man. I think
healthy.
It's...
Healthy.
Now, if you want to make the argument that health is your concern and that's why you wouldn't go to Colt, that's different.
Well, it's one and the same. Availability is one of your main abilities.
True. All I know is there are folks in the Redskins organization that love Colt McCoy as a quarterback, and that should not be discounted.
I'm not discounting that at all. That's fine. If they think that's fine. I could not disagree any more strongly. If that's their solution, then keep Kirk Cousins and get a year to figure out what you're going to do for a quarterback that's not Colt McCoy. And, you know, and go from there.
All right. We have yelled at each other pretty quickly. Things got heated quick today.
I wasn't heated. I'm just discussing.
Discussion. Well said. All right. Where are we at on our best and worst plays of the season? We're going to unveil number 5 tomorrow. Is that right?
Number five in both categories tomorrow.
5 is on Tuesday. I think fans are really going to like the last few. I think it'll generate some debate. I've already gotten some tweets. I don't know if you've gotten some tweets. Folks are already telling me what they think the number one worst play is. And I don't think you and I, let's not give the play away, but you and I agreed, right? We didn't.
Yeah. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree. Now there are three bad.
Both the decision and the play itself were no brainers.
I don't know if our listeners could hear this. I am buried down in my basement, and my little daughter just came down to cry real quick. Hopefully, folks didn't have to hear that. But if they did, that's Shelby saying hi. I think there are three bad plays that are kind of. They're all Olympic medal winners. They're deserving of a bronze, silver, and a gold, but the gold stands out to me.
Yes, no question.
All right, tell folks how to find you.
Real quick, something I wanted to put in with the defensive coordinator chat. And
sure.
And it's related to my Twitter handle. I got a poll up on Twitter. The approval rating for the Greg Minuski hire, what would you guess it would be? I have strongly approve, moderately approve, moderately disapprove, strongly disapprove. Now, how the total of the approves, what do you think it would be at?
I bet approval is more than disapproval. I don't know.
Throw a number out.
I bet around... So you're counting strongly approve and moderately approve?
Right. Adding those together.
Adding those together, I bet it's around like 60%.
Yeah, you're right. It's 61% approval.
Yeah, but how much of that is strongly? 2% of it?
There's more. No, more like 5, I think. And then there are more strongly disapproves, like 13% strongly disapprove. And then 20-some-odd percent strongly disapprove. And then moderately disapprove is like in the 20s. So.
All right, so I just opened this up. I think, so, and obviously this is going to change because the poll is open another 17 hours. 8% strongly approve, 53% moderately approve, 27% moderately disapprove, and 12% strongly disapprove. I got to say,
that's a slightly less approval than I thought it would be. I'm doing these polls, and I almost know how they're going to come out.
Yeah.
Before the results come in. But so anyway, but you can find that poll for another 17 hours. At Rich_Tandler CSN, and check out Facebook too, Facebook.com/RealRedskins.
I think a better poll, and I think you kind of framed this a little bit, and you know, politicians will always say you can frame any poll you want, but if you just ask people for an up or down vote, approve or disapprove, I'd be very curious those results. I don't think it would be the same split it is.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's roughly 60-40.
Hey, guess what? You have a Twitter account. You have polls. If you want a poll done your way, you can do your own darn poll.
Nah, I'd rather critique yours.
Okay.
You're our pollster. You're heavy in the polling business. I don't want to mess with you. So a little bit of news for our listeners. I am going to Mobile, Alabama tomorrow, Tuesday, and we'll be down there for the Senior Bowl and hopeful to talk to a bunch of interesting prospects for the Redskins. So if you have any guys that you think would make for a good conversation, drop me a line either on Twitter at JPFinleyCSN or on Facebook at Facebook.com/JPFinleyCSN. It should be fun, and hopefully we get to talk to Jay Gruden and Scott McLuhan as well. And that's about it. Any other housekeeping items on your list, Taylor?
Hey, I'm staying right here. It's raining. I'm inside. We're good to go.
Yeah, it is miserable. I had to take the dog out. It was miserable outside.
All right,
man. I will talk to you soon. Folks, thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned for what comes next on Redskins Talk.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.